Country Club FM.
Brock from Device Pit Stop really missed you today, Neil.
I know, I could tell. He was.
Did you crisscross him or he'd already left?
He was back and leaving when I...
Ships passing in the night.
Right.
Pretty much what it was. I'm assuming you got everything done. Yep. Venus de Milo.
Yeah, I heard that was being delivered.
Or was it that or Michael? I thought it might either be that or Michelangelo's David, because you might want to have a place to hang a Christmas wreath.
That monstrosity, after seeing it in person, would not fit anywhere in my neighborhood.
Yeah, you went. Is that Florence, Italy?
Yes.
Where David is located from Michelangelo?
He stood right next to him.
Stood right next to him.
He's about 45 feet tall, though.
He's a tall man. So, follow-up here. Bob Almanac follow-up.
Uh-huh.
Yesterday, we were talking about Lincoln Logs.
Yes,
indeed. John Lloyd Wright, who invented Lincoln Logs, was the son of famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright.
No kidding. All right.
Was the son. And also, one of my correspondents, Almanac fact-checker, off-site fact-checker,
sure,
the Blue Hornet, and his trusty sidekick, Bondo, pointed out to me that we had Glenn Tilbrook, the lead singer of Squeeze, and I played their most recognizable song, Tempted.
Yes.
Tempted by the Fruit of Another. That was actually being sung by Paul Carrick, who, how many groups has that guy been in?
Three or four.
I mean, Mike and the Mechanics, it's Ace, it's Squeeze, Paul Carrick.
You know, when you say that, now you can hear it, yes.
Yes, so that was just a couple of Bob Almanac follow-ups. September 1st, the beginning of meteorological fall.
Right.
245th day of the year, and we have 121 full days left. This date in 1752, the Liberty Bell arrived in Philadelphia, uncracked. Mm. It arrived uncracked, and then they rang it. I think it was the first time they rang it, or it was close to being the first time the thing cracked. I hope they saved the receipt.
Right. I take that back.
Pass and stow, as you know. Everything I know about the Liberty Bell is from National Treasure.
Right.
Me too. 1752. For all of our agricultural friends out there, this was a big day today because 1810, the first plow with interchangeable parts patented by John J. Wood.
Huh.
Interchangeable parts plow. This date, 1810, you could change the blade and get it sharpened and change the angle, and depending on how deep you wanted to turn over the soil. That was 1810. 1890, the first ever triple header in baseball was played. They actually were talking about maybe going to triple headers because of our uncertain times and unprecedented season that we have here, just the 60-gamer. By the way, Neil, the Twins lost their 6 in a row last night, if you missed the sports.
Yes, so I knew that.
The Brooklyn Bridegroom swept the Pittsburgh Alleghenies on this date, 1890. 1894, I was just up in Hinckley, and this was the date of the Great Hinckley Fire.
Oh, yes.
1894, the Great Hinckley Fire destroyed the town of Hinckley. Very dry summer in 1894. Killed 438 people. They have the Hinckley Fire Museum up there.
Yes.
And where I went to school in Bram, you always, at least one time, maybe two or three times during your elementary time, took a field trip to the Northwest Company Fur Post in Pine City for half the day. And then the second half, you'd go up to the fire museum and learn about the Hinckley Fire.
I need to visit that.
You need to go up there, because I played at Grand National, Hinckley Grand Casino, the golf course.
Oh, yeah.
It's in great shape.
Nice.
It's a good day of golf with the golfing farmer.
Nice.
On Sunday. And I shot an 82, which is good.
Ooh, that's a good score. I played that course.
Yeah,
it's not
nice.
Easy.
They've added two new holes. We need to move on. 1916, the federal child labor law was enacted. Only in this country. They can still send stuff over to Southeast Asia, and they can have three-year-olds working on basketball shoes and stuff. But here, the federal child labor law was enacted on this date, 1916. So like at the end of the Bad News Bears, where they were going, let them play. They were going, let them work. Let them put the kids to work.
Right.
Go out there and make a living. Not anymore. 1916. 1928.
Albania, you border on the Adriatic.
Your first king was Ogo the First.
And your chief export is Chrome.
That's right. Zogu the First was installed as king of Albania as it becomes a kingdom on this date, 1928. And of course, that's something Coach knows.
Yes.
In the second verse, he sings about that.
Everything I know about Albania, I learned from Coach.
1939.
The German bombers swoop over Polish land. Polish cities and harbors are attacked. Even the capital of Warsaw itself is bombed. But Britain is ready. To quote the Prime Minister, the time for words is over. The time for action has come.
So this was the date, the start of World War II with Germany invading Poland. This date, 1939. How evil of a person was Adolf Hitler? This same day in 1939, he orders the extermination of all mentally ill through the T4 euthanasia program. Arguing that wartime was the best time for the elimination of the incurably ill.
Oh, my God. The guy was...
That is evil.
He is just whacked.
1939, World War II. And all that stuff, that's why we had to go on.
Well, he would have been included in that list of those who needed to be exterminated because he was not right.
Good point. 1956, this was the date that Elvis Presley... You know, he had been on the charts here for a couple of years and had some success, so he purchased his mother a pink Cadillac on this date, the famous pink Cadillac.
Nice.
This date, 1956, it is still, I believe, the actual car, at least that's what they said, as I remember going to the car museum, the Elvis Car Museum, which is part of the Graceland estate.
Okay.
You go there and you can see the pink Cadillac, and this was the date, 1956. 1969.
Hello, Americans. At 7 o'clock this evening, Eastern Time, air and naval forces of the United States launched a series of strikes against the headquarters, terrorist facilities, and military assets that support Muammar Gaddafi's subversive activities.
So that was mid-80s, Ronald Reagan talking about Muammar Gaddafi. It was this date, that's when we, after he had bombed Berlin, the Berlin discotheque, and some other places, we went after him. This was the date that Muammar Gaddafi, in his 20s, took power in Libya. 1969, and it would be a tumultuous reign, and he would get under our skin.
Yes, he would.
He would raise our ire. That was 1969. 1972.
After seven consecutive draws, Bobby was on the verge of winning the title. Midway through the 21st game, Spassky conceded. The world championship belonged to Fisher.
Wow, that's a big win. I mean, this was like the Miracle on Ice.
Yes.
This was U.S. versus Russia versus the Soviets, and Bobby Fischer downed Boris Spassky. I remember hearing about this as a kid.
Oh, I do too.
I mean, it was a big, big deal.
It was a big deal.
They had live TV coverage, wide world of sports. They sent Jim McKay. I believe it was a pawn to rook 4 maneuver that won it for Bobby Fischer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, check the stats. I think it was
72. You recognize this?
Yes.
It's the ending credits music to Gunsmoke. At least
yep.
The last few seasons.
Yep.
Gunsmoke went off the air on this date. It had to have been a sad day in the Freeman household.
Well, it was going to be renewed. And they were all, in fact, some episodes for season 21 had already been written.
So what happened?
But then right when they were supposed to go to production, they basically... You know, it was a quick call to all the actors. They were basically days away from starting to film season 21, and they said, we're canceled. It was very sad.
That had to be shocking.
It was shocking.
Because as you have finally admitted, all you do is watch Gunsmoke.
Yeah, pretty
that
much.
That was in this. So 20 seasons of Gunsmoke came to an end. 1985,
one of
then.
The greats.
At 2 o'clock this morning, Dr. Robert Ballard, leading a scientific expedition on board the research ship Knorr, found the wreckage. 2.5 miles below.
We came on it early this morning. It just bang, there it was right on top of it. We went right through the whole debris field. It was a rather dicey 20 minutes.
This was a huge discovery. The
yes,
Titanic.
It was.
Titanic was found. It was a joint U.S. and French expedition 963 miles northeast of New York. 453 miles southeast of the Newfoundland coast.
2.5 miles down.
That's a ways down. They had been searching for it for years. It had sunk in 1912, and they found it in 1985. I'm glad they found it.
I am too.
Back in, and they've been able to bring some things up, some china and various other tidbits and so forth.
73 years.
And some jewelry and gold, and I don't know if they ever got the safe.
Yeah, I
think,
know.
Didn't they find Leonardo DiCaprio? He was down there somewhere, too. So in 89 in the news.
Baseball Commissioner Bartlett Giamatti passed away late this afternoon after suffering a massive heart attack at his summer home. He was found unconscious at his home and never regained consciousness. Just 8 days after suspending Pete Rose for life, Giamatti is dead at the age of 51.
Now, could it have been the stress of dealing with the Pete Rose situation?
It wasn't an easy time.
I mean, it couldn't have been good for his heart and his health.
No.
A. Bartlett Giamatti, not to be confused with the Bartlett Giamatti. He's the father of Paul Giamatti, the actor, by the way.
Wow.
Just 51.
And, yeah, he's a very young man.
Pete Rose bet 5-1 that Faye Vincent would be the replacement, and he won some big money on that. As Faye Vincent did become the new baseball commissioner. So that was in 89. 2007 on the gridiron, we go to the big house.
The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines!
Remember this day, men, for it will be yours for all time. Jerry Moore gets a ride off the field.
Appalachian State, 2007. They were NCAA, not Division II, but the 2AA. They're now the championship subdivision, as it's called. They defeated Michigan, rated fifth in the nation.
Is that like 32. What North Dakota State was in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yep. And
so, yeah,
they were a good
down,
team, and they had won some titles in that division. Yes. So it's not like they were a pushover or Sarah also ran. But you know, as a play-by-play guy, it's always been something that I enjoy is when the color commentator
jumps all.
50. Ah! The Mountaineers have just beat the Michigan Wolverines.
You need a mute button.
Mute button would work. It's handy. And then 2019, a year ago.
Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey's Twitter feed, @Jack, appears to have been hacked with about a dozen or so offensive and racist tweets sent out from that account in the last half hour. Many of those tweets do seem to be disappearing right now. Now,
Jack was hacked. He's the guy
amazing.
Who gave us Twitter. The CEO and co-founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, they hacked his account.
What
is that?
Too good.
How does that feel about your Twitter account, Neil?
Yeah.
That's why you're not on
That's
it.
Why I'm
if
glad
the CEO
I don't have
gets
one.
Hacked, everybody's available.
Everybody's
right?
open.
So that was a year ago, 2019. Birthdays now.
Nice.
Are you too young to remember this TV theme?
I don't.
Is that Nelson Riddle? Gosh, it sounds like it. So George Maharis, who was Buzz Murdoch on Route 66.
Oh.
His buddy Martin Milner. He's 92 today. Rich Man, Poor Man, one of the great miniseries of all time. It's
sure.
almost as good as Thornbirds.
Almost.
But Rich Man, Poor Man. So George Maharis, just call him George M., 92.
One ringy dink. A gracious good afternoon. Is this the party who has answered my call? The Central Intelligence Agency? Good. This is Miss Tomlin of the phone company. Well, of course I know your phone was off the hook. Isn't it amazing the way we can still make it ring?
Oh, Lily Tomlin, one of the funny ladies of all time.
One of the greatest bits ever.
81. That was from Laugh-In.
Sure.
She did that thing also where she was a little girl in the huge rocking chair.
Yes. Yes.
That was another
funny bit
I remember as a kid.
Yeah.
And she, it's her and Steve Martin and All of Me. Unbelievably funny.
Super talented
and
lady.
She's got a new show on Netflix. The last couple of years, her and Jane Fonda, it's called Grace and Frankie.
Oh.
Once you learn how to stream, you're going to want to check it out.
Pretty good show,
like
I'll
it.
Bet.
I told him I'm in no hurry. We mentioned Lily Tomlin was 81. Lily Tomlin, 81.
Won't you tell her I'm sorry? And for once in my life,
this is when we could understand Barry Gibb's lyrics. Before he went falsetto. The oldest brother, the Gibbs, Barry Gibb and the Bee Gees.
Is he the only one still left?
Yeah, he is. Morris and Robin have both passed away.
And Andy
as well. Yeah, the youngest who passed away in his, is he 30?
30s, yeah. How old is Barry now?
Well, I
This is Robin. 74 for Barry. No, that's Robin singing. Yeah, they went back and Barry's forth. Birthday, Barry's birthday. He sang in there. The verse that we heard was Barry, and then they flipped back to Robin.
Yep.
74
that
for the
early,
great,
early
Barry
BG
Gibb.
Stuff. Too good.
Yeah, and they led, you know, not only were they top of the charts with their songs, they were top of the charts with their chest hair and their medallions.
Yeah.
Their gold medallions,
yes.
Open shirts, they had pretty much...
hey, if you got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, exactly. They had a monopoly on that stuff.
You're kicking and flopping like a fish.
I don't care how flat you make a pancake, it's got two sides.
Yes. She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
I think I'd be madder than a wet hen myself.
He's a good old country doctor. In fact, I think they used to pay him with chickens and apples and bushels of corn.
Sure.
Phil, that's how I would pay him. Phil McGraw. You know him as Dr. Phil. He's 70 today. Have you ever done the conga?
I've tried. It wouldn't be the same as what she does.
They kicked you out. They said... As you dance and I don't wait. So, Gloria Estefan, or you can say Estefan if you'd like, Miami Sound Machine, 63.
Hard to sit still in that music.
Minority for the North Stars, back in on left wing to Bellows. Centers it, but Scott Stevens there gave it away to Bellows. A shot, he scores! Brian Bellows!
Happy birthday, Brian Bellows.
Very nice.
Second round pick of the Minnesota North Stars back in the 80s. Played 10 years with the Stars and then won a Stanley Cup with the Montreal Canadiens. Brian Bellows is 56.
He's still around here, isn't
he? Yeah, he is. His son Kiefer played at Edina and then was a first round draft pick of the New York Islanders.
I believe, yep.
So happy birthday, Brian Bellows. And did you know that Bend It Like Beckham and Posh Spice named their son Romeo?
I did not.
How art thou, Romeo?
I don't know if I'd call that a good move.
Romeo Beckham, 18.
Oh, all right. Gone, but not forgotten. We've got a red letter day here. Opera composer Engelbert Humperdinck.
So I sang you to sleep.
Wow. So he was born in 1854, and then he had songs, hits in the 1960s and 1970s?
That's longevity, Jim.
Yeah, it is. This is Engelbert Humperdinck, who his real name, I think, is it Harold Dorsey?
Something like that, yeah. But there was an original Engelbert Humperdinck. Now, he was an opera, born on this day in 1854.
Now, this song, when we do Fave 5, oh my God, that song charted country. When I do my top five, my God, this is a song that'll be...
It charted?
It charted country.
Nice.
In whatever it is, early to mid-70s.
That's 1854. Edgar Rice Burroughs, he gave us Tarzan, and he was born on this day, 1875. Let's move down to Yvonne DiCarlo.
You think you're the only one who works hard? How would you like to have to clean 9 rooms in a dungeon every day?
So the big question for you, if you had a choice, and they were both widowed, and they were out there, and you're a gentleman caller, and you're going to ask one out on the date, are you going to go Lily Munster, or are you going to go Morticia Adams?
I was a Morticia guy, to be honest.
Or what about Broomhilda?
Definitely not her. Yvonne DiCarlo, and she was great in other movies, and she appeared with the Duke in McClintock, and she was a fetching young lady for sure. Yvonne DiCarlo, 1922. Rocky Marciano, we talked about him dying in a plane crash yesterday. It was one day, I think we thought before his 46th birthday. Yep. He was 1923. You remember Boxcar Willie? Where's your train whistle?
We only use that on Friday.
Well, next year. Or 2 years, 3 years from now.
He was the singing hobo.
He was the singing hobo.
You're the radio hobo. He's the singing hobo.
Yes, nice to have company. He was born on this day, 1931.
People don't know this, but you don't have an attaché or a briefcase or a backpack. You bring all of your stuff in with a string. you know, or a stick.
A stick with a kerchief.
With a kerchief tied on the end, and that's everything that you bring in. Your lunch, your laptop, it's all right there.
It's pretty amazing, really. What about Harold Jenkins, or you may know him better as Conway Twitty?
Loretta, look at yourself. I wish you'd take them curlers out of your hair and go put on a little makeup and get out of that house coat before supper.
Huh. Well, let me tell you something, Conway. Considering everything that I went through today, I look like a movie star.
Yeah. Ruth Buzzy.
Thank you.
Whoa. That's a shout over across the bow, Ruth Buzzy. Yes, he was born Harold Jenkins. We knew him as Grammy Award-winning country star Conway Twitty, 1933. Right now, of course, he also had a rock career, as we most of us know.
People see us everywhere.
What about professional wrestler? He was Scott Bam Bam Bigelow.
What's important is that Bam Bam Bigelow stepped up, and I repeat, stepped up to the challenge and went out and took on a hardcore match, took the canes across the back, took the chairs over the head, took the barbed wire, took it all, and then took that sucker.
That might explain
down.
Something. Taking right. barbed wire chairs, tables, chain link fence.
It sounds like a hazardous occupation to me. That's Bam Bam Bigelow, born on this day, another wrestler that died young, 1961. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
I'm glad you made it in time for the almanac.
Well, I knew you needed a little
Nothing
bit of
Nothing would
help.
Have stopped you.
No.
Nothing would no, I, have I, stopped you.
I am going to be here for that.
Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon to no-repeat workday with Mary Chapin Carpenter? Never had it so good. Mm-hmm. We could go with Charlie Pride, and I don't think she's in love anymore. Or Clint Black has this song, and you may have heard it before. The shoes you're wearing.
Mm. Yeah, I'm going to go Clint this morning.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River.